tipped off by a listener to monitor the Muncie Redevelopment Commission, MRC, meeting. Their first one of the year was last week. Thank you for that news tip. And during that, I encountered the mayor of Muncie and a report to that board about some upcoming and ongoing projects. You're going to hear that good news report inside our 765businessjournal.com radio show today. That's 9 until 9:30. Our sponsor spotlight will be MITS, the Muncie, Indiana Transit System, and a guest in studio for that. We look forward to that at 9:05. Now, though, from that same MRC meeting, Carl Malone, the City Parks Department superintendent, was there with a report to the board. We thought we would bring you some of that report right now.
Good morning to the board.
Good morning.
Want to say first, appreciate your support for the city and the city's Parks Department in the monies that you set aside to make an improvement in our city. I couldn't say more about what I'm hearing from the people about what they see we've done in our parks in a short period of time. So I'll go ahead and get started. Like the mayor spoke just a minute ago about Anthony Park, we haven't done much in that area other than the monies was allocated. And there's been some conversation with the residents over there about what they like to see. So hopefully here in 2024, we know exactly what they want the park department to do and what we can do to put things in place to bring that park up to par. I'm gonna move on to the next park. We have Ballpark, which is on Macedonia. We normally have used that park for soccer primarily in our community and as well as some football. So what's happened so far is there's been a scoreboard that's going to be put in place here soon. I think we're working on some detailed electrical things of that matter. The board has been purchased and is soon to be here for us to install. And the playing field, soccer field, and football field has had some excavating work being done right now as I speak, right before the weather changed. Snow came in to kind of slowed that project up, but that project is soon to be completed early spring. I'll move on to Cohen Park. We are currently resurfacing, bringing in a brand new pickleball court and tennis court early spring, resurfacing the basketball court there as well, bringing in mulch for the playground equipment. Coming in compliance with ADA compliance with our playground structure, renovating playground equipment. It's been the old equipment there has been removed. I don't know if anybody's got a chance to go out there and look at that before, but it was very unsafe. That whole structure, the playground slide itself, was not a good piece of product. We've noticed that throughout our park system. The majority of our playground equipment was in need of some facelift. So thank you to the board here to put those funds in place, allow us to remove and replace. We have some new playground equipment coming for Cohen Park, and this should be installed early spring. And we'll keep the committee posted with pictures and timeline on when that will be done. And at some point in time, there'll be some kind of press release for the board and the community to come out and see. Halterman's next. That was one of our parks that we completed the pickleball court there with those funds. It's been heavily used from the neighborhood. A lot of compliments and a lot of support in that area. The basketball courts have been updated. The basketball goals were updated. We're soon to be looking at the basketball court itself with maybe resurfacing the court there at Halterman. Splash pads, of course, have been put in at that location as well, heavily used by the neighborhood. We also installed a fence in and around the pickleball court and the basketball court area. We installed two brand new park signs, and then we will soon be having the neighborhood. I think they're seeking a grant to help with the building. That's the only thing that's not completed there at Halterman is that actual building itself. And so, but I do know the neighborhood has seeked a grant to have that completed this year. Next, on the Heakin, with those funds, we mulched one of the second playgrounds over at Heakin Park behind the fire station. We renovated some work there at softball field at Heakin with new lighting, roofing on the dugouts. Horseshoe pit work is still under renovation. What else did we do? We added two new breakaway fiberglass backboards and rims there at Heakin. We added some security cameras at Heakin as well. And then we're seeking some a grant to help with the actual basketball court there at Heakin this year. So hopefully we'll get some good feedback on that and have a brand new court put in place at Heakin Park as well. Next is Jax. There's been quite a bit of work done at Jax. We resurfaced the basketball court there at Jax. Had new picnic tables and benches brought in. We added a new barbecue grill. We added new lights at the basketball court. We replaced the electrical box there at Jax. We have a portable pickleball court set that can be removed and taken down. But we do have that in place for individuals who may want to play a little pickleball in that neighborhood. New backboards and rims have been installed at Jax as well. And then there's been some ADA compliant playground equipment put in. There's a walking track. I think Dustin Clark is still working on some project stuff there at that park. I think when the mayor and I first talked about parks in Muncie, I think Jax was one of the parks that we thought was probably the worst in terms of structure. And so I'm glad to see we finally had a chance to, with the support of the funds, make some things happen there at that neighborhood.
That is the voice of Carl Malone, Muncie City Parks Department Superintendent. He had more to say, too. If you ever want to keep track of parks, you can, and everything else, these meetings, the one you were listening to from last week's MRC, the Muncie Redevelopment Commission, they're available in person, of course, at the City Hall Auditorium where that one happened. You can also watch them live with the streaming, and you can replay them like I did over the weekend, too, to review some of that great stuff that was shared by Carl Malone. Again, later on this morning in the 9 a.m. show, we'll talk all things business, or we'll hear all things business and updates from the mayor of Muncie inside that same meeting that happened last week. We share that because we want you to know. That's what we do. We tell you stories. My name is Steve Lindell. This is Delaware County Today. Every morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern, it's live on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Free streams, and of course, the Alexa command is play WMUN.